Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Pass complete to Jake Butt, the All-American tight end. Touchdown!
Touchdown, Wolverines! Jake Butt!
Spin with Butt popping free, and he gets the touchdown. Floats it to Jake Butt at the 5-yard line. Rolls into the end zone for a Wolverine touchdown.
They're going to throw again. He might want it all. Deep. Butt's got it. Nice throw and catch.
Deep down the field. That one's on target to Jake Butt.
Spake looking, throwing, completing. Touchdown, Michigan to Jake Butt, the senior tight end.
Jake, how you doing? We were holding our breath for about the last 20 picks, so we're thrilled that you're going to be a Bronco.
Quick pass to the outside. That is complete. And across the 30 and close to a first down is the tight end, Jake Butt. Keenan throwing. That's complete. Again, the tight end, Jake Butt, out of Michigan, throwing over the middle, and the catch is made at midfield. And down to the 45-yard line goes Jake Butt, second-year tight end from Michigan. Keenan with time, throwing, going across the middle. He's Jake Butt, the tight end, and he fights his way to the 45-yard line. That's another first down.
But I got to see what Jake Butt thinks.
I was going to say, this is why you guys brought me here today. I disagree.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That's right, Jake Butt. It's about to happen. Welcome back in to the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Filling in for the gentleman today, I am Mark Grody. He is Anthony Herron. We are with you until straight up until 6 o'clock tonight here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Jake Butt is of the Chicago Sports Network. He is the host of the Big Pro Football Show, and he is also an analyst on the Big Ten Network. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jake, what is going on, man? Welcome back to The Score.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Let me just say, that was a nice little intro right there. I got to relive seemingly every highlight of my playing days, so my ego is full, my energy is up. I'm excited to be with you, and it's always good to be with Ant Herron too. So, Ant, how you doing, man?
Jake Lutz, I'm fantastic, my friend. God. You got the Chris Tannehill treatment is what you got right. That's there. Right. You know, a Hall of Famer in every which way is Chris Tannehill on the ones and twos, man. So, yes, it is well deserved. If you got a highlight out there, he will find it and make you feel great starting an interview out.
Love that. Absolutely.
By the way, Groats, this might be the hottest day I think we've had of the year so far in Chicago. Jake's a big steam room guy.
Oh.
So he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to be behind closed doors. He can just step outside today, get all the sweat going that he wants to. I don't know how you feel about steam rooms, Grody.
Oh, I love a steam room.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
you and Jake, man, are equally yoked in that regard.
One of the greatest things of all time.
Us Chicagoans, we complain all winter, myself included. But this is a little too hot for me, Anthony. I needed to be settled in there just right for me. You can give me mid-70s.
I think I'm with you on that. I got to ask you, though, listening to those highlights, one of the things that I heard, one of the many things that Tanny had in that intro was I heard the name Case Keenum right there.
Yes.
So you played with Case Keenum.
Yes, he was one of my many quarterbacks. For the Denver Broncos. We had double digits, I think, in my 4 years there. So,
wow.
Yes, Case, we got him after the Minnesota Miracle. Denver gave him a nice deal and an opportunity to become the starting quarterback. Happy to answer any questions with you guys, man. He's a professional in every sense of the word, and just a great guy. A guy that the teammates just love to be a part of. Super accountable, and obviously a great quarterback. Dylan Gabriel, Big Ten guy, beat his career passing record for the NCAA this past season. So a decorated quarterback at every level.
Well, he's a little tainted now. After all that goodness you were throwing down there, he's got to be number one. But no, it's interesting because it's being – like we all assumed that Tyson Bagent was going to be the backup to Caleb Williams this year, and I think he probably still will be. But it's been left a little bit ambiguous, whereas last year it wasn't when it was all young guys on the roster. Is he still good enough or valuable enough, Jake, to be the backup quarterback of the Chicago Bears this year?
Yeah, so these questions are always interesting, especially in the NFL, because it's not as simple as to say who is the better quarterback, period. Mm-hmm. You know, you have cap numbers to consider, you have egos to consider, you have your future to consider. So I can only speak to what I know about Case Keenum, which is, he, in my eyes, from everything I know, he would be the perfect veteran backup to have in any quarterback room. Has experience of playing in big games, has experience being able to push the ball to all three levels, a great communicator, extremely intelligent. You know, he's a little bit kind of limited athletically, right? He's not the most gifted athlete or thrower in the NFL, and that allows he had to lean on his mind. So that kind of is a good sign for what you want as a backup. Obviously, with the new regime, new coaching staff, new head coach, that kind of shakes things up a bit as well.
One thing that was probably a bit underappreciated in, you know, some of those ups and downs we saw in Caleb Williams' rookie season, with everyone watching so closely his development or at times lack thereof, he didn't have a veteran presence in the QB room with him. How do you regard that, just in the importance for a young football player, especially at that position, but frankly, any position can benefit from having vets in the meeting room with them. Caleb didn't have that last year, so how important could that be for him in year two?
Man, Anthony, great point. And I've seen all the headlines on Caleb Williams this offseason, and I just laugh and chuckle because I look at the season he had last year, and not having a veteran backup is one data point of many of complete mismanagement for a first overall pick. You can't just throw talented wide receivers on the field and say, okay, go figure it out, right? Yeah, that's not a successful plan, and clearly wasn't. Having a veteran backup is critical. I mean, we heard Caleb himself talk this offseason about the need and the hunger. Caleb has a hunger to understand how to better watch film, to understand how to better prep. Not only did he not get that from his quarterback room, he felt he didn't get that from his quarterback coach or any of his play callers last year. So he was set up for failure in that sense last year. And significantly more resources have been invested and prioritized to the mindset and leadership and preparation of Caleb Williams. That alone is going to elevate his game this season.
Yeah, not to mention some of the weapons that are still there and DJ Moore and Roma Dunze developing. And then there are two rookies that I hope will be consequential for the Bears this year in terms of being productive and helping the Bears win. And those are Colston Loveland and Luther Burden. Obviously, with you having played the position, you're a Michigan guy. What do you think about Colston Loveland once he gets healthy, what he can add to the Bears this season?
Oh man, I'm so excited to see him, and I think this was a slam dunk pick by the Chicago Bears. I mean, Colston is a guy, when you watch his film, you can just hit copy and paste it and move it to the NFL. So you can go a little bit of history here. Sam Laporta was drafted by the Detroit Lions out of Iowa, averaged 73 receptions a year over his first 2 years, and there's a ton of parallels from Sam Laporta's film at Iowa to Colston's film at Michigan last year. We know Iowa historically, and I apologize to say this, Ant, but I think you'd agree. Iowa struggles offensively. They had no weapons. They had no quarterback.
How dare you, sir?
Suck off.
How dare you, guys? But what? And I called some of these games. You know what Iowa had to do was they lined up Sam Laporta as a solo receiver, as an inline tight end, off ball. He lined up as the fullback, all over the place. And of course, both these guys are talented. But I say that because some tight ends struggle to make the transition to the NFL, and a big reason is the playbook. There's so much on your plate. You have to know the offensive line's duties, your duties, the wide receiver's duties. Laporta was able to do that in college, and then he did it in the NFL as a rookie. Colston did that exact same thing last year for Michigan. He was their only weapon. They lined him up all over the field. Ben Johnson is rubbing his hands together like a mad scientist saying, once this guy is healthy, he might be their number two target this fall. Even considering all the wide receivers, he could be as good as their number two target behind DJ.
Number two. Wow.
Could be.
That possibility is certainly there. Okay. And Jake, the amount of 12 personnel and just various multi-tight end sets the Bears will have the potential to run, that could be really exciting after what we saw Ben Johnson do in his time in Detroit. And having Cole Kmet as a guy stylistically who brings a different physical skill set to the table than Colston Loveland, how does that allow Ben Johnson to potentially deploy each of them in different ways?
Yeah, this is perfect. So Ben Johnson, I believe, last season with the Detroit Lions, they ran the third highest percentage of 12 personnel in the NFL. So this is going to be what they want to be. I think you can kind of see the way they've invested in the trenches with their offensive line, obviously drafting Colston. They want to have a different brand of football, physical brand of football, and that's where 12 personnel comes into play. Now, Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland are both under the label of tight end. But Cole Kmet is more of your traditional tight end, your wide tight end, whereas Colston, I think he's more, you call him a bit of a hybrid. He's more of a playmaker than he is a traditional tight end. So I think the advantage is defenses. What do you do all week from Monday to Saturday when you're preparing? You're studying film and looking for tendencies. When teams can be multiple out of the same personnel, when they can threaten you with a run game, play action, and true drop back pass game, that is a lot on defenses to try to adjust and handle. And that's kind of what they're building with Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland. And Kmet is highly underrated as a pass catcher as well. To me, he's more of a straight line guy, whereas Colston, I'd imagine any third down, third and medium to third and long, where the tight end needs to run a route, pretty much anything other than pass pro, Colston Loveland's going to be on the field there on third down as one of the primary targets for this offense to move the chains.
I think it's just so fascinating. Like even going back to your response to the previous question that Colston Loveland could be, you're just predicting, could be the second target for Caleb Williams this year. I just want to go through that exercise a little bit. And would you say DJ Moore would be the number one target? Is that the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm with you on that. But I guess what I'm trying to figure out then, does somebody get lost in the shuffle here? And I'm looking at Roma Dunze, and a lot is expected of him. This is a first-round pick who would have received a lot more scrutiny last year if it hadn't been for
top 10
Caleb,
pick.
A top-10 pick. I think you called it gluttonous last year, didn't you?
Last year, yes, I did.
You called that a gluttonous pick because they didn't necessarily need it. But you've got Rome, you've got Luther Burden, and we're assuming that these guys are both healthy. We just talked about Cole Kmet. How do you does somebody get lost in the shuffle with all of this?
No, and that's why the hiring of Ben Johnson was so impactful. And listen, we can't think in absolutes here. It's not like it's every single week DJ is going to have the most targets and then Colston and then right down the line. There's going to be weeks where Roma Dunze goes off for 150 and two touchdowns and he's the leading receiver. But I'll give you a kind of analogy as I've been thinking about this. And let's think about this from a painting standpoint, okay? Like a canvas with colors. The colors of the rainbow are the colors of the rainbow. You got Roy G. Biv, and you and I can look at a blank canvas with all those colors, and we can paint, and we can call it art. But a true artist like Picasso is going to take those same colors and make something beautiful. Last year, the Bears had playmakers. That's the colors. But they had no Picasso. They were just guessing at times. Now you have a guy in Ben Johnson that has all these tools in his hands, but he knows exactly what to do with them. I have zero concerns. And I'm actually so – this is probably one of the – of all offenses in the NFL, this Bears offense is one I'm most excited to see because of what I just said. You have a mad scientist in Ben Johnson with absolute weapons at his disposal. And from an arm talent standpoint, Caleb Williams is more talented than Jared Goff. How quickly can he get the mental side is going to decide his fate. But, man, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about this Bears offense.
One position that I've still got some concerns about is the running back room. And, you know, all the reports are saying the Bears were hoping earlier in the draft to have an opportunity to draft a back to pair with DeAndre Swift. And I'm not, certainly not down on DeAndre Swift. I think the Bears maybe didn't realize who they signed. And then we saw them kind of use him, I think, better in a more specific role to his skill set throughout the season. But they didn't go early in the draft, and now so far they haven't gone into free agency to pair another experienced back with him. But they did draft Kyle Manungai in the 7th round, and you and I have both gotten to watch his entire Rutgers career. What do you feel like the Bears have in Manungai, and could he be that guy that ends up ascending up the depth chart to be paired with Swift?
Yeah, and I'm almost want to throw it back at you with the question, because you say you're down on the running back room. I'm not. I think Kyle Manungai. Are you hesitant to? Because I look at Kyle Manungai, Anthony, and I think he's so much better than the label of a 7th rounder. He has some of that blocking ability that Travion Henderson has. He is a physical running back. This guy led the Big Ten in rushing 2 years ago, and that was with the Rutgers offense that also had no downfield passing attack. He was running into 8- and 9-man boxes consistently. What he does special, he makes the first guy miss. That's what all great running backs do. He consistently makes the first guy miss, and then at the point of contact, consistently falls forward and fights for those extra yards. So, you know, this is a guy that, again, led the Big Ten in rushing with really no complementary passing game, running into loaded boxes consistently. To me, Anthony, and tell me what you think, he's much better than the label of a 7th rounder.
I think he's got every possibility to become a consistent and productive pro. But I think for where the Bears are at right now, I'm not confident yet that he's that. I'm confident. I think he's a better football player, all around playmaker as a back, than Roschon Johnson. Mm. He got a volume of carries in college that Roschon never got. I'm hopeful for Roschon's
development. Is he better than Khalil Herbert? Or is he Khalil Herbert?
That's at best. That's a good question. Yeah, I think he'll more quickly in his career be a better well-rounded player than Khalil Herbert.
Okay.
Khalil Herbert, you know, I was telling folks in town years ago, hey, he should be getting the ball more than David Montgomery. He's got to improve as a pass protector. He's got to improve as a route runner. He's got to improve as a pass receiver. And he showed his ceiling, which is why he's no longer with the Bears. I do see Kyle Manungai as a guy who can grow beyond that more quickly in his career than Khalil Herbert ever did. I'm waiting to see how his playmaking ability ends up developing in the NFL. And by playmaking ability, I mean he's not a guy with a high-level top gear. And even his stature, the ability he showed in college to make that first tackler miss, it's not because he's overly elusive, but he's got great contact balance, and he's just so determined every time he gets the rock. There's going to be a different level of physical specimen that he's going to be up against in the league, though. So I'm a little bit wait and see just with how consistently he can gain yards, especially when he advances to the second level. So I'm hopeful because I love his story and I love the grit he showed at Rutgers. But I'm wait and see just with how much of a high-level playmaker he can become. So that's my hesitation. I do feel there's some physical limitations in his stature and his burst.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's not a back that's going to take it 90 yards for a touchdown at any given time, but he's a workhorse bell cow type running back. Yeah. And I think his blocking severely underrated. That's a thing that a lot of rookie running backs struggle with. I was calling a game of his versus Iowa, Anthony, and Gavin Wimsett was the Rutgers quarterback, and they were running a QB sweep. And we know the Hawkeyes have high-level linebacker play. I watched Kyle Manungai run full speed head first at a linebacker and put him on his back. He has a physicality and tenacity to his game that you're not going to be able to see as, during OTAs or spring ball. You need to put the pads on, and that's when I think a lot of things will be revealed from a Nungai in the running back room as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, and the pads thing is going to get real too for training camp when we get to the offensive line and this sort of, well, it is a competition that's going on. I think at left tackle, where you have Braxton Jones, the incumbent, who is obviously hurt right now, has not been participating in the offseason program. Karan Amagaji has gotten some play at left tackle, and then Ozzie Trapillo as well. I guess ideally that's probably the guy that you would want to be the best option at left tackle in Trapillo. Do you agree with that, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see, because there was some speculation, you know, the Bears might take a left tackle with that 10th pick. And now with the way Ozzie's playing, it sounds like this guy has some potential to compete, and they got a competition in depth there. You know, I listened to him talk again, offensive line. It's hard to evaluate without pads, but he reminds me of a guy, Ryan Ramczyk, from the New Orleans Saints, played left tackle in college, played left tackle for the Saints. He was their first round pick. Then the Saints right tackle goes down, I think week four. They bumped Ramczyk to right tackle. He never played his entire life and goes on to have an all-pro season. He was a three-time all-pro at right tackle. But I trained with Ramczyk, and I was always blown away by his intelligence and curiosity to learn. That's what's required to go from right tackle to left tackle. It's a big switch. But Ozzie approaches it, you know, listen to him talk. He sounds like a complete veteran. Clearly a lean, athletic guy, great length. He's got the physical tools. But I think it's his mentality that's going to allow him to thrive.
As always, fantastic stuff from Jake Butt.
Jake, thank you, man.
Great to talk to you guys, man. Yeah, anytime. Have a nice night.
Okay. I appreciate you, Jake.
Take care. I don't know why that was a funny ending to me right there. That was Jake Butt. That was great stuff. Great stuff. And it was perfect, actually, because he was just talking about Ozzie Trapillo. We are going to hear from Ozzie Trapillo here in just a little bit. Ozzie Trapillo and Colston Loveland. We are going to hear from both of those Bears next year. I guess I said, did I say the Spiegel and Parkins show earlier? Is that
you
what
did.
I said?
It did.
Okay.
It happened.
Okay.
It was a moment.
I've been trying really hard why I don't just put a big board in front of me that says Spiegel and Holmes. I mean, like, all these names go through my head.
You should have said Parkins and Spiegel, actually, is what you should have said. Like, that was the original iteration.
Yeah. Parkins
will
be pissed off. They'll be the only one that's angry out of everybody that I just did disservice to. But yeah, we are in for the Spiegel and Holmes show along with Anthony Heron. I am Mark Grody. We are talking more about Bears next on The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You should come out to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar at 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst on Thursday, June 12th from 2 to 6 p.m. and take in the first round of action from Oakmont. The Spiegel and Holmes Show will be broadcasting live with myself. I'm Mark Rohde, also Rami Makhlouf, filling in for Lawrence and Spiegs, featuring a special appearance from Chicago basketball legend Bill Wennington from 4 until 6 p.m. out there tomorrow. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500. Plus, you can take a swing for a chance to win $5,000 with a hole-in-one courtesy of the Lynx. It is all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. So I'm looking forward to being out there tomorrow. A couple of housekeeping things here before we dive back into the Bears, and we're going to hear from Colston Loveland in moments here. But first, I just want to be clear on what is happening at 5 o'clock here on the Score tonight. Anthony Heron is here. I'm Mark Rohde. We are in for the guys. At 5 o'clock, you are, as you proclaimed yesterday, the singular football expert from the Score.
I guess I'll call it my day job. Like, I'm the football guy here at the station. There we go. Yep, it's me.
The football guy. It's even more egregious than I thought. He's the football guy here at the Score. That embodies even more than just saying expert.
Now, just to clarify, if I'm not the football guy amongst the hosts at the station, who is?
Dave Wanstead.
Okay, so we're adding some qualifiers. So you're amongst the hosts now. Why didn't you say that yesterday?
Well, because I was in the middle of asking Craig Counsell a question. But that is how it was being framed in my head.
I had all
you didn't stop while you were asking the question to Craig Counsell. Well, actually, we're going to qualify this. Yeah, among the hosts. Right. The producers.
That's why it was so beautiful, because it was an act of humility on your part to be like, I'm just a guy. I don't understand your bats and balls and your Rawlings and your elbow pads and the oven
mitts. Is that what they use? They use Rawlings?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't know anything about baseball.
I mean, I assume that the baseball is still Rawlings, right? I mean, that's the only baseball brand name. Are there other baseball brand names? I don't know that there are. But you are.
I'll be the eye candy. You be the football guy. I'll be the eye candy at the Score.
No,
let's go with that.
I never wanted to be like proclaim myself as.
I kind of feel like you did.
Football guy.
I think you took it as a personal affront that I referred to myself as the football guy.
I did not think, oh, I'm the football guy. What I was thinking when we thought you were just boasting was, oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Also, you think you're the football guy around here? I didn't think I would, but like I said, I wouldn't
out
go
of
up,
the various options.
I would not go up to Olin Kruse and say, hey, Olin Kruse, I'm the football guy here.
No, I go see what you
to
mean.
Dave, I wouldn't go up to Dave Wanstead and say, Dave,
I got
look
you.
At,
so
look at
you're
me.
Viewing it like as a more of a collective, like everyone who speaks on the station,
yes.
Then where is the football hierarchy with that? I got you.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Like where it is. But I get it. You're here more frequently than, say, Patrick Manley. Or Olin Kruse.
Besides being here frequently, I actually host full shows.
You do.
But my role here is just different than
this. So you just disqualified all those guys, basically.
Yes.
Kruse, you're out. Patrick Manley, 65, get your equipment and go on home.
Yep, they've been cut.
That's it. Dave, Wani, love you.
Bring the playbook.
We had a great draft show. We got through the pizza eating on the air. we made it. But you are not a football guy, sir.
Nope. I'll be the brains. Dan Weederer could be the football guy. Let's go with that.
Yeah, see, that? Dan Weederer is a great football guy. But in the name of that, and just because you're here and you do know a lot about football, and you probably know football than all the people. I see five people within the studio bounds right now. You probably are a better football guy. In that vein, I got a little something for you.
There's a lot of questions about that.
Oh, Jesus. You see, this is why we did the segment yesterday, where I said that Anthony Heron comes in and corrects the record in a condescending way. It's just great when Anthony does that. He kicks back, listens to the score all week while we're doing all the hard work and forming opinions and coming up with segments, and he's like,
I don't think so. Played and coached football for all these years, would think he knows more football than us.
Last time that Ant was on with us, it was after the Bears did not draft Caleb Johnson, the Steelers did. I kept telling him, like, Caleb Johnson, running back out of Iowa, Bears could take him in the second round.
Yeah.
Ant comes on. He's like, oh, by the way, at the end of the hit, I just got to talk to the producer, Alex Kuhn. Yeah, I was right.
there was a brief moment in time. I was like, you know what? They might mess around and get Caleb in round number two, because I like Caleb the entire time. I've been seeing him as a third round back, but then backs start coming off the board.
Yes, they did.
Alex Mayen, and you know, we both got our Iowa connection and everything. And Alex has been telling me since the final game of the regular season, Caleb's going to be a second round pick. I think the Bears got a shot at him. So, Bears might get a shot at him in round three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be round two.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a minute like he's going to go in round two.
Do you go around?
And then he didn't.
Do you have on your business card in your wallet, do you put on there a special spot on the times that you were right? You can just go through the car and be like, I was right here.
That would
I was
be
right
very
there.
Difficult. I put the times I'm wrong on there. That fits much better.
Oh, it does.
I have very small card stack.
You know? I just need
I just
a little bit of humility out of you.
All the times
that's
I'm correct.
That's all I needed. Yeah. That's all I needed.
By the end of the show, I'll display so.
Along with being a football guy here at The Score among hosts, Ann is also a big conservationist. He loves saving paper. Yeah, like, God forbid, if we had to use all that paper to fill up all those times that he was correct.
Can't do it, man.
Of course, would be depleted all across the world.
I'm trying to protect this planet.
Oh, man, it's going to be something to behold at 5:30 when we have Chuck Swirsky on. It's going to get really holy in here. Two guys that are holier than thou, Anthony Heron, and no doubt about it, Chuck Swirsky. So it's going to be a good guy off.
Have you ever, by the way, the times in the locker room where you were being a heathen, basically with the guys who were thanking God for everything, has Chuck heard that? Have you shared those moments with Chuck?
No, I haven't. No, that's not part of our relationship.
Like, I remember, like, you were sitting there, and I think it was like Parkins was where you are right now. I was here, and you had one of your Bears hits days, and you played. Who was the player the first time you did it?
The first time.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
It was it's the running. I'm having.
It wasn't
Bayless,
twice, was
it? No, it was the Bears starting running back. At 2 years ago,
what's this? Give me a letter. Give me the D.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Oh yeah, I just played it. Yeah, so I have it labeled here as the player. Yeah.
D. God, who was not DeAndre Swift? Just keeps going through my head. I don't remember.
Deontay Foreman.
There we go.
I've covered a lot of running backs in my day. Yes, I have.
Let's play that for Chuck. This would be a great day to play that for Chuck.
Well, kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
With the event he's getting ready to host, I think Chuck would get a lot out of that.
I'll never forget that day walking out. Like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal what I did.
Because you're even, that's
but,
why.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, yeah, right? Like, but everybody kind of squirming. And then as I walk out of Hallis Hall in the atrium area, I walk out, and there's Herb Howard and all the guys from the Bigs, and they're looking at me. They're shaking their heads at me. They're like, oh, man.
They're
like,
probably keeping their distance and get struck by lightning or something.
Herb had this look in his eyes like he wouldn't even look me in the eyes. He was like, oh man, good luck for the rest of your day.
Nobody
wanted to be around me for a little while at that point. So yeah, I guess I am a little bit of a heathen. But
when you've
at,
lost the guys at the Bigs, when you've lost the Bigs, it's over for
I
you,
know.
Man.
That's the way I was like, yeah, their arms folded, shaking their heads as I'm walking to the parking lot. That was a long walk. That was the only moment where
wait a minute, what did I do today? Oh,
the gravity of the moment.
I was like, Deontay Foreman stuff. Yeah. I think the best way to get out of that talk and this God talk is to hear from a guy who, it's pretty interesting that Jake Butt said that he thinks that Colson Loveland could be, like, he sounded pretty confident, and obviously health has to come into play, that he could end up being the number two target for Caleb Williams this year, which would be fascinating to see. Colson Loveland was at the podium yesterday at Halas Hall. Let's listen to him.
Just taking each day at a time, you know what I'm saying? Just keep my feet where they are, and attacking each thing, whether that's a meeting, working out. I feel like the camaraderie and relationships with the guys and the whole team, you know, staff as a whole, has been really good. It's good to connect and just build those relationships. You know, we're all in the same mindset. We're all headed to one goal. So a lot of like-minded individuals in this building, and it's good to feel that and know that. But really just focused on working, trying to get back ASAP.
Think you'll be ready to go, or you'll be good to go by the start of training?
It's the plan, man. Just working every day to get there.
What's the last hurdle, or is there a last hurdle to being 100%?
Yeah, really just getting the strength back and, you know, mobility. It's just continuing each day to work. And when I'm there, I'll be there, and I'll be out there ready. So,
what are you able to do right now, football activity-wise, physically?
Like I said, just working, catching balls, doing what I can, just doing whatever I'm allowed to do, you know, communicating with the PT, coaches, and doing what I can. But, yeah.
Time to have been for you, I'm assuming you got to be itching to get out there and just hold yourself back.
Yeah, obviously a competitor, I want to be out there, but just doing what I can. Like I said, just continue to work. It's a blessing to even be here right now, to be alive, to have, you know, be in Chicago on this amazing team. So I'm just, like I said, keeping where my feet are, enjoying every moment, getting better every day, 1% at least, and just go from there.
Are there things you can do to work on your chemistry with Caleb without being out there training?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it can go from just even small talk, just us conversating outside the building, you know what I'm saying? And that's as an offense, as a team, as a whole. When you just hang out and are around each other, the camaraderie on the field builds, so just stuff like that.
What do you talk about the small talk?
That's our small talk.
What has Cole brought for you in that room and helping you with those mental reps so far?
Yeah, I'm a lot. All the tight ends have been super helpful. But, yeah, Cole, I mean, it's a vet right there. Does everything the right way. Really good at football, like really good mentally, really good physically. So it's a great guy that I can look up to. And he's been very coachable, let me know, you know, show him I run a route or do something, you know, he'll tell me some things, how he sees it, some coverage things or whatever that may be. So he's been super helpful and I'm very appreciative.
Did you get him a wedding gift?
I didn't, not yet, but I made sure to tell him congrats. And I'll say it again, congrats to him, that's super cool.
And that right there is Colson Loveland, the Bears' number one overall pick, the tight end out of Michigan. And, yeah, getting his strength back and the shoulders, that's good. But he sounded exactly like a guy who hasn't been on the field yet in the preseason program, which I'm on record, and I won't belabor it again today. It just makes me very nervous that he has done nothing, and it makes me nervous that it's going to ultimately hurt his initial progress in the league. And he talks about taking mental reps. And then the things that you would say if you weren't playing, it's a blessing to be here. I'm just happy to be here. Like, I'm so anxious to get past that point with this player. And it crushes me that he's missed this part of the season.
Already. Those are obviously the right things for him to be saying, but you'd rather not hear him saying those things that injured people say. You'd rather he was talking about things he had done during the practice field,
that's
plays
why it hurt
he'd made,
me.
Like mistakes
going,
he'd made.
That rolled through my system again. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, let's just talk about this player as opposed to being angsty about the fact that he's been out, and then hearing him talk in that language or that tone of an injured player has brought it all back again.
So between he and Luther Burden, especially after the Jake Butt conversation where Jake said there's a chance, and I don't disagree with Jake. I don't think he's crazy to think that possibility is there, but to your follow-up, there would be likely several Bears that Colson Loveland would need to leapfrog to end up being the number two most targeted, essentially, Bear. But between Loveland and Burden, neither one has been healthy here as of late. Who concerns you more?
Yeah, you know what? Let's dig into that after the break. And why don't we put together like a little mock list of how it should line up with these weapons, the pass catchers, we'll just call them, for the Bears, because Jake Butt kind of threw a wrench into it, or something very provocative that he thinks it's not out of the question that Colston Loveland could be the number two target on the Bears. Let's line some of that up. And we will hear from one of the competitors for left tackle, Ozzie Trapillo. It's coming up next on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The number one job of an offensive tackle, doesn't matter right or left, is to pass protect. And so you need to be able to block their best pass rusher one-on-one. And that's, to me, that's the number one job. And everything we can get out of them in the run game will be gravy on top of it. But we got to find out who the best pass protector is, the most consistent pass protector is. And really, that's for all five guys up front.
Oh, man. Who's it going to be? The Bears starting five along the offensive line. That is Bears head coach Ben Johnson. And really, we're zeroing in on that left tackle spot. We know what the Bears did with their interior. We know that they have a very good right tackle. Right now, it is up in the air exactly who will be the starting left tackle for the Bears and one of the competitors for the job, as we bring you back into the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score with Mark Grody and Anthony Herron until 6 o'clock today on The Score. One of those that will be competing for the gig is the rookie second-rounder, Ozzie Trapillo, and here's what he sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great opportunity. You know, this is the perfect time for the coaches to do it, you know, rotate guys in. Like I said, there's no pads on or anything yet, so they're really just doing their best to get guys' looks, get a feeling for it all. So I'm going out there, you know, every opportunity I get, trying to make the most of it. And I think, again, it's really beneficial to be able to work next to guys that have, you know, played in this league.
What do you sense is the coaching staff's emphasis for you as they evaluate you in a training camp on what they want to see for you to claim a job?
I think that's a tough question. I know, like I kind of touched upon, this is a time that they're going to rotate guys. They're going to give everyone a shot, get everyone on tape so that they can go back and look again at it, you know, multiple times. So I wouldn't say anything in specific that I'm aware of. You know, I'm just going out there every rep, trying to make it the best rep I've ever had.
Are there areas where you felt growth since the start of May, where you can feel it come along?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you know, with any new system, there's minor technique differences, you know, with every coach. So just really trying to hone in on that over these last few weeks. Naturally, you know, you spend enough time at it, you're going to get better at it. So I do see improvements along that.
I know you said that you spent a lot of the pre-draft process working on the left side, getting ready for that. But how did it go once you got out there in these practices?
Yeah, I think, you know, it went well. I touched upon this in a different interview with new technique. It's in a way, it's a little easier, I'd say, because I don't go flow state like I do. You know, if I were to go on the right side, I kind of just get in those habits, whatever I've been taught for so long. So on that sort of foreign side, a little foreign, you're able to really hone in on the minor differences that these coaches want to see. And so I think there's definitely, you know, benefits in that.
What's that dynamic like with you and Karan and Braxton? He's been
real. Yeah, no, they're both fantastic guys, very helpful. All the guys, the whole O-line is really incredible. You know, coming in, you don't know how it's going to be. Everyone's such a good guy. You have a question, they'll go out of their way to help you from top to bottom. So, and I know that that's for the entire room as well as the tackle position. So I've been, you know, really happy about that.
Along those lines, are there any ways specifically that Joe Tooney has helped bring you along playing next to him?
Yeah, I think, you know, communication stuff when we're out there, especially after a rep, the benefit of practice is you can get back to the huddle and say, you know, talk a little bit about it. You don't have to just move on to the next play right now, especially looking at the tape and stuff like that. So talking through reps with him, you know, kind of seeing where his head's at and just picking his brain. Yeah.
Is there anything that you're looking at, like, I need to get better? I know I need to get better at this now after being out for however long it's been.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff I think that'll always be the case, especially with the stuff that the coaches are trying to teach. There's always room for improvement. So, I mean, I'm just going to try and overall get better, especially in these next few weeks heading into camp. But, yeah.
Do you understand the offense part of it, though? Does it feel like you're getting what's going on, or is it almost just coming super fast right now?
No, I think, you know, the coaches have done a really good job in terms of the installation. It's been split up. A lot of it's similar to college football. It's football at the end of the day. Different words, different lingo, slightly different technique, but it's all the same in essence. So, they've done a great job installing it again. So I think it hasn't been bad with all that.
Yes, Bears rookie offensive lineman Ozzie Trapillo right there, and I'm anxious to hear what you think about him. I mean, when I hear him, he reminds me of Braxton Jones, to be honest with you, in terms of the intellect with which he speaks, the study, the obvious studying that he puts in, but it also leaves out the part where we have no idea if he is going to be a starting left tackle at the NFL level.
We haven't seen him padded up hitting anyone in the NFL yet, so it's a big question mark along those lines. And, you know, between Braxton Jones and a lot of us, even myself included at times, need to get reminded of Karan Amagaji as well. So it was good to hear your brethren out there and sisterin, your cohorts there with the collective Beat Media asking, including Karan Amagaji in that conversation with Ozzie Trapillo, because at the moment it does seem to be a three-man competition. And that's one benefit. Like, it's not good for Braxton Jones that he's not out there, but it's good for the Bears that Braxton Jones isn't out there, because at the moment, Braxton Jones is the only one who has proven he can play competent left tackle in the National Football League. He's the only one of those on the Bears roster right now. But now you get all these reps that can be divided up between last year's day two pick at left tackle and this year's day two pick at left tackle, and they can just kind of go back and forth. And I'm glad that Darnell Wright hasn't been shifted over there yet, because you've got four bodies who it feels like you can be solidified at positions that you know they can play well. And then we'll just see how it plays out at left tackle. And you have three options. Maybe at least one or two of them might be good options if they all get healthy.
It's going to be really interesting to see. I mean, there's a lot ahead of us still. They haven't even put pads on. But at this very moment, my gut is still saying, or at least early on, it's still Braxton Jones as the left tackle. Now, I don't know.
And if he's healthy, it probably should be until proven otherwise.
You think so? Okay. And that's just it. Like, I don't know enough about how healthy he's going to be in camp, if he's ready, if he's a veteran and he could take more time to get ready. That's just my gut, and that doesn't mean by any means that Trapillo won't eventually be the guy at left tackle, but it just feels a little unrealistic to say that he can go from college where he played mostly on the right side,
yeah.
worked out on the left side, and yes,
well,
in this
began
important...
began on the left side and then was shifted to the right side in college. I know Bill O'Brien was on the station
yes.
and addressed that,
yes.
but...
played the majority of his college career on the right side. I think we yeah. could land on that for sure. So I just think it's possible. It's possible. I just think realism would say maybe not right away, but there's so much time to go. Things can change, and that can change as well. We shall see. When we return, looking forward to this, we are going to play Ask the Scores Football Guy, and that is Anthony Heron, of course. That was established yesterday, so we will all,
like, as who's he talking about?
We're all so anxious to ask questions. Oh, wise one, Chris Tannehill has questions. Alex Kuhn has questions.
Who's this respected football line he wants to talk about the game with?
and I have a question I would like to ask regarding the Bears' weapons this year. Oh. I'll throw it out there right now. In order to win, who will have to get the ball the most for the Chicago Bears this upcoming year? Who's going to need to be targeted most? We will explore that question as well coming up next on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.